Washington, D.C., please put your hands together for The Roots.
Just to let you know right about now, you're rocking with the best. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. You're all in tune to the sounds of the almighty. Hardworking. Revolution. Short shot. The Roots from Philadelphia, PA. Turn it up. You say.
here in these streets. If you get down on your luck, you can stand out with a hand out. Don't nobody give a what, living life in these cold streets. Every man is for himself, we ain't helping no one else. It's a hazard to your health, trying to get out of these bad streets. Hey, who's worrying about you, baby? When you wanna let running around in these streets. Drama, living with the coldies right behind you. It's always more than a slight reminder. We're living in a war zone like Rwanda. Before I go back to the Heavenly Father, pray for me if it ain't too much bother. Whatever don't break me and make me stronger. I feel like I can't take too much longer. It's too much lying, it's too much trying. I'm all cried out cause I grew up crying. They all got a sales pitch, I'm not buying. They trying to convince me that I ain't trying. We uninspired, we uninspired. Tired, it's sick of being sick and tired. And living in a hood with a shot to fire. And dying to live, so live, we dying. You just like I am. Suspended animation, we ain't trying to go nowhere. I hear these streets. We're so young and all alone. We ain't even old enough to realize we're on our own. Living life out of these streets. Women's like they lost their minds. Is there any way to find? Are we running out of time out here? Don't talk about people. Hey, who's worrying about you, baby? When you're wilding out, running around in these streets.
To believe in,
but God.
Turn it up.
They said he's busy, hold the line, please. Call me crazy, I thought maybe he could mind read. Give me a sign, please. Who does the blind lead? If everything is made in China, are we Chinese? And why do haters separate us like we Siamese? Technology turning the planet into zombies. Everybody all in everybody's dirty laundry. Acid rain, earthquakes, hurricanes, tsunamis. Terrorists, crime sprees, assaults and robberies. Cops yelling, stop, freeze, shoot them before we try to leave. Air quality so foul, I gotta try to breathe. Endangered species, and we running out of trees. If I could hold the world in the palm of these hands, I would probably do away with these anomalies. Everybody's checking for the new award nominees. Wars and atrocities, look at all the poverty. Ignoring the prophecy, more beef and broccoli. Corporate monopoly, weak world economy. Stock market toppling, mad marijuana, Oxycontin and Klonopin. Everybody out of it. I know.
I've been breaking it down without an answer, Lord.
I know.
But if you're lost still around, why do we suffer?
Why do we suffer, Lord?
Why do we suffer?
Why do we suffer, God? Listen, it's still me, one of your biggest fans. I get off work, right back to work again. I probably need to go ahead and have my head exam. Look how they got me on a Def Jam payment plan. Well, I'm in the world of entertainment and trying to keep a singing man sane for the paying fans. I don't make it through the night, slight change of plans. Harp strings, angel wings, and praying hands. Lord, forgive me for my shortcomings, for going on tour and ignoring the court summons. When all I want to do is live life to the fullest. They sent my father to you in a barrage of bullets. Why is the world ugly if you made it in your image? And why is living life such a fight to the finish? For this high percentage, when the sky's the limit, a second is a minute, every hour's infinite.
Dear God,
dear God,
I'm trying hard to reach you.
I'm trying hard to reach you.
Dear God,
dear Lord,
I see your face in all I do.
I see your face in all I do. But sometimes, you are so hard.
It's so hard to
believe in.
Hurt my pride, so I play the part I feel they want me.
Like,
Knocking on my brother's door. Yes, man, already gone. Drinking from the bird, baby. Young man, don't ever get a boy. The song was written back in 1973 by Bill Withers. America was in the midst of the Vietnam War. And as we sing it now, of course, we're still at war. And while politicians here in Washington make all the decisions, we know our young men and women, they go and fight. Bill Withers performed this song at Carnegie Hall, and he told the story of a young man. He asked the young man how he was doing. He said he was doing all right now, but he had thought he was gonna die. He said he didn't mind getting shot at. It was getting shot that fucked him up. So Bill Withers wrote this song for the young man, trying to put himself in his shoes. It's called I Can't Write Left-Handed. My shoulder.
can't write letters.
Still, but who lies another?
Dearly beloved, we're gathered here, cast my love as well.
Discovery Channel blowing up zeppelins, splitting cars in two with a snowplow, and launching themselves off water slides. Please welcome Adam Savage and Jamie Heineman, the Mythbusters.
Hello!
Hello!
How you guys doing? Hey, we're going to start rallying a little bit, but we thought that we'd take up a little time doing some experiments with you first. Is that okay? You guys want to be our world's largest sample size? Okay, we have a little paperwork to deal with first. I've got an announcement to make. All lost families can be reunited at 7th Street and Madison. So if you've lost your family, well, you found them here. But you can find them at 7th Street in Madison. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, my name's Adam Savage. This is my colleague, James Franklin Heineman. We host Mythbusters. And with the opportunity of this many people, we were thinking about stuff to test, and we figured, what about the wave? You know the wave. You've been to a sporting event where everyone goes like this. We're going to do some wave timing. Now, we've got some people at the back. I can't even see them back there, but I'm on the radio. Hold on.
You guys hear me?
Okay. So, what we found out about the wave is that it needs a seed. And the seed... the seed of our wave is going to be the first two rows here. All the way across. All the way over there. And all the way down there. Now, when you get the signal from us, you guys in the front are going to start the wave, and you're going to carry it all the way back, and we're going to see how long it takes. You guys ready? Why don't you count them down? Go ahead, count them down. 3, 2, 1, wave.
Okay. Are you ready? 3, 2, 1, go.
There it goes. Heading on back. Oh, nice. I can see it moving all the way back there.
There she goes.
It's still going.
Keep going.
Keep going. Oh, don't lose. There it is. It's, I don't know. Oh, here it is. Here we go.
Well, let's back up a little bit.
I can still see it going back there.
It's still
going.
This is a lot of people here.
Nice. All right, I count that at about 30 seconds to reach the back. That's our control. Now, we're thinking let's time the ladies against the men.
Okay. So for the first wave, women only. When you see the screen countdown, I want only the women in the front, right here, to start the wave. Only the women in the crowd should be propagating that wave. So do you have that, men? Sit this one out. Okay. Here we go, ladies.
On your mark. Get set, ladies, and wave!
Excellent. Keep going. Down they go.
I can see them.
They're still going.
Still going. 19 seconds, 20 seconds. There's about 150,000 of you guys out there. You know, that's our largest sample size by about...
Well, by about 150,000.
Yeah. Have we reached the end yet? Almost. Still going. Come on, ladies, let's get this done. This is just what it's like filming our show. It's a lot of waiting around. And done, 56 seconds. Okay, guys, are you gonna let them take that? Okay, so ladies, you gotta sit this one out. When we say go, you guys are gonna wave in 3, 2, one. All the guys wave.
There it goes. Excellent.
And it's still going. I can still, oh my God. We need some telescopes up here.
Yeah. No, they're still going.
Still going.
Keep it up. Are we done yet?
No, it's still not done. We got like 20 more seconds. All right. This is why we don't do the show live. Done. All right, 54 seconds. Really, that's within the statistical margin of error, guys. I'd call that a tie. Okay, now, one of the things that's interesting about waves is that they happen in stadiums, which are usually circular. And it turns out when you study these waves, that above the equator, they actually travel in a clockwise direction. And below the equator, they travel in a counterclockwise direction. I am not kidding you. This has actually been studied, and no one knows why. Now, we can't quite do a circular wave here, but we've got this idea. What happens if we start a wave from this end of the mall and then start a wave from the other end of the mall at the same time?
Yeah, both ends against the middle.
See, if the waves behave like waves in the real world, they should cancel each other out if they're of the same amplitude and, you know, 180 degrees out of phase, you know. So we're going to try this. We're going to try a full wave from everybody in the front. And we've got our people way at the back of the mall. They're ready to signal the wave from the back of the mall. We're going to watch what happens when it hits the middle. Are you guys ready?
Yeah.
Excellent. You want to count it down?
Okay. Starting at the ends, towards the middle. In 3, 2, 1, go!
Go! Oh, yeah. Yell as the wave hits you. Come on. Woo!
There she goes.
There she goes. Here it comes.
I need a ladder.
Did it cross in the middle? Is it coming on down?
I hope nobody got hurt there.
Well, like most of our experiments on the show, the results are inconclusive.
Oh, no, it's coming back.
Is it coming?
Yeah.
Oh, no, here it comes.
Oh,
we got a reflection coming.
They crossed. Here they come.
They crossed. So I have to tell you, because these waves crossed, the fact... Oh, my God, here it comes.
Here it comes.
Oh. Oh.
Whoa.
Oh. Nice! Give yourselves a round of applause. All right. Now that we've got 150,000 of you under our control for a couple minutes, we'd like to try some sounds. We figure, when else are we going to get the chance to conduct a meat orchestra this large? So we're going to give you a few sounds, and when we cue you, give us those sounds back. Now, we're not going to cue you verbally because the speed of sound is too slow from here to the back of the mall. You're going to have to watch the Jumbotron for your cue.
What's that?
I can't hear them.
Louder.
Louder?
Louder. Okay.
Okay. When we cue you, you're going to make the sounds we want. But we're going to cue you. There you go. Ready? Like, when this flashes, laugh. One more time. I want everyone in the audience to laugh. Ready? Go! Okay. Next sound is laughing politely. Like a polite laugh. Like you're at a cocktail party. On my mark. 3, 2, 1, laugh politely.
Oh, that's a little too polite, I think.
It's a little too polite. What do you think we should do next?
I think that I think we should laugh like a mad scientist. Would you demonstrate?
Absolutely. All right, on our mark, you're going to laugh like a mad scientist like this. Are you ready? 3, 2, 1, laugh like a mad scientist.
Well, that was a lot better.
I think we're ready to take over the world. All right, let's do for another one. Let's try crying. When the screen flashes crying, everybody cry. Not bad. Okay, let's do some reviewing. We're going to flash some of these commands on the screen, and I want you guys to just follow them. When it says laugh, you laugh. When it says cry, you cry. Oh, and we're going to add in a cheek pop like this. I just want to hear 150,000 people make that sound, if that's all right. You ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, let's do all of them together. Let's start flashing the sounds and conduct this orchestra. Go.
Cheek pop.
All right, now we're going to cycle through these commands. There we go. Silent. I love that.
Yeah, that's my favorite. It's a little subtle, but...
Wait.
That's excellent.
I think you guys are almost ready. Okay, we have one final experiment that we would like to perform here. There's 150,000 of you. We're calculating that's about 20 million pounds of meat. We're thinking that you guys, if you all jump at the same second, we might create a real groundswell. This is clearly a theoretical groundswell, but we looked it up in the dictionary, and a groundswell not only means a force of opinion, it also means an undulating wave in the ocean. Now, we're not in the ocean. We're on the ground. But there are times in which the Earth can actually behave like a wave. They're called seismic waves. They happen in earthquakes. We get them in San Francisco all the time. We've actually got some seismologists and a seismometer over here, stage left. I'm not kidding. We're really going to do this. And when we cue you, you're gonna end up seeing a countdown on the screen. Because again, the speed of sound is too slow from here to the back of the mall. We need everyone to jump. You want to jump? Show them how to jump. That was probably huge. He's like Chuck Norris. So when everybody jumps at once, we're actually going to get a bona fide reading as to how powerful this groundswell we actually created was. Is everybody feeling good? You're feeling ready to jump? I think we must be setting a world record for something.
Yeah, I'm not sure what that is.
But okay.
I'm not sure what that is, but we are going to measure it, which is generally what we do.
Yeah, exactly. All right, if you're feeling loose and you're feeling ready, we're going to unleash 20 million pounds of meat onto the mall all at once. Are you guys ready down there? Seismologists? Yeah. Are you guys ready over here? Excellent. All right, let's get the prompter ready for the countdown to jump. On the 3, 2, 1, jump. Everyone does that, okay? All right, let's cue it up. Let's do the, here it comes. 3, 2,
2 One.
All right, what kind of reading did we get?
Well, doing a quick calculation in my head, that looks about 14 trillion times smaller than 1906 earthquake in San Francisco.
You heard it here first. 14 trillion times smaller than the earthquake in San Francisco. I think we could do a little better. Let's go for 13 trillion times smaller. Let's try doing, let's cue this up and have you guys jump one more time. I think you could do better. Remember, when you hit the ground, keep your legs straight. You want to pound the earth. Here it comes.
3, 2, 1.
That is the coolest vision I have ever seen.
Yeah, I felt that.
Was that bigger?
Well, I don't know if it was bigger, but that looks about 100 times stronger than a car moving 35 miles an hour into a brick wall.
All right.
That is awesome. You guys are 100 times more powerful than a minor car crash. I think you should give yourself a round of applause. We are the Mythbusters. Thank you for letting us experiment on you for a few minutes.
Thank you.
Have a good rally.
Live from the National Mall in Washington, D.C., Comedy Central presents The Rally to Restore Sanity and or Fear. And now, please welcome your host, John Stewart.
Before we got going, I thought perhaps we could all join together and stand for the singing of our national anthem. It will be performed by four troops. Ladies and gentlemen, four troops.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Thank you, John.
It was beautiful.
Thank you.
Pleasure to be here. Four troops! Hello, and are you ready to restore sanity? Now, there's a couple of things before we get started to take care of. This is important. No littering. I don't know if you've noticed, but the National Mall is a treasure and it's in disrepair, and we're going to help out. So I'm begging you, let's leave this place as clean as we found it. As a matter of fact, no, let's leave this place cleaner than we found it. If there are anybody here who are landscapers in attendance, do a little work while you're here. When the crowd leaves and the mall empties out, I would like to see some topiaries that were not here before. And second of all, I think you know that the success or failure of a rally is judged by only two criteria: the intellectual coherence of the content and its correlation to the engagement. I'm just kidding. It's color and size. We all know it's color and size. But I think we're in good shape. As I look out here today, I can see we have over 10 million people. $3 million there, $4 million. And what makes it even better is the color I see, the variety I see. I can't even believe this has happened. It is a perfect demographic sampling of the American people. Because as you know, if you have too many white people at a rally, then your cause is racist. But if you have too many people of color at a rally, well, then you must just be asking for something. Special rights, like eating in restaurants or piggyback rides. Something we as a society are not ready to give. But I can see right now we are exactly 73% white, 14% black, and the rest other, which is perfect. There are going to be some naysayers out there who will cast doubt on the size and demographics of our crowd. We will not give them that chance. Today we will precisely figure who is here with the help of Asif Manvi and Samantha Bee. In the crowd, here is what we are going to do. We are going to count off. I'm just figuring out where Jen will start.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well,
we're over here.
What I want you to do is when you get the mic, just say your number, like one.
Mm-hmm.
And then identify your demographic characteristics. So, like, one Native American lesbian. Two Chinese American pensive. All right. Let's start down here and we'll work our way through.
Right here.
Hello.
Who's first?
Hello, right,
all right
over here.
You're first.
Okay, so you're going to say one and tell us about yourself demographically.
One, half Mexican, half white.
Ooh, demographically interesting. Any other skeletons in your closet, sir, that we should know about?
There you go. Let's go we two. We need two.
Two.
All right. We got two, number two over here. All right, so number two, go ahead.
Two. I'm a white female.
Okay. I think I've got number three.
Is that a
over
single
here.
White female?
It's a single. It's double white female. Two white females.
Number three.
Tell me who you are. Tell us about
it. Three. I'm Jill. Asian American from Taiwan.
Yeah.
Oh, mix it up. I like that.
And by the way,
thank you.
Wearing a very sensible hat.
Very sensible.
Who's four?
Okay, we're four over here.
Four. I'm American, single. Stuart, single.
Relax.
You know I'm a 47-year-old married man, right? You know that.
That's fine. I'll take it.
All right.
All right.
So okay. I got all the white girls over here.
You know, this is going to take a while. This is not...
Should we do it by twos?
Yeah. We should do it by twos.
Okay, good. Okay,
we should.
So
I don't...
Number
yeah.
six.
I'm really
here.
Feeling America here, though. I'm really feeling the diversity. I'm really feeling...
I am, too.
A lot of different things, and it's...
John!
What? Is that... Steven?
John, help!
Steven, is that you?
Yes, John.
It's me!
Stephen!
Stephen Colbert!
Where are you, Stephen?
I'm trapped!
Trapped where?
I'm trapped in my fear bunker, John!
What? Fear... Chuck, can we get the comm link to the fear bunker up on the Jumbotrons?
John! John, can you see me?
Oh my God, Stephen! There you are! You look terrible! You really... Stephen, I have to tell you, you really look
terrible. Wow. Thanks a lot, John. Wow, that was hostile.
Stephen, I don't understand. Why are you in a bunker that you're trapped? What's going on? What's happening?
John, my fear bunker is 2,000 feet below the stage. I'm right below you, encased in solid bedrock.
Well, come up. We've got a rally to do. Come up. Just come. It's easy. Lovely people, just come
up. No, John, I can't. I'm too afraid.
No, there's nothing to be afraid of. What are you afraid of?
Well, mostly I'm afraid that no one showed up to our rally.
I think you're okay there. Can you let them know you're here?
John, are you sure that there are people at our rally?
There are a couple of people here.
Are the men handsome, John? Are the women beautiful?
Yes. Yes. Yes, they are.
And do they respond to obvious pandering?
Yes. Yes, they do. They do. Come up. Please, come
up. Okay. Great. Then I'm coming up.
Yes.
Don't let them leave.
I won't. Don't leave. He's coming up. It's going to happen.
On the Washington Mall. Oh, this feels right. Where have you been all my life? Thank you for being here today to do our bidding. Bow before us, minions. Kneel before Zod.
No, don't. No kneeling. There is no there's no bowing. There's no kneeling. These are reasonable people. This is...
They're reasonable for now, John. But soon there'll be a mindless panic mob once I release the bees.
What? What bees? There are no...
Release the bees! Just run for your lives! Hide your children! Hide under your children! Rabid bees are coming for you! They can smell fear!
Steven, there are no bees!
There are!
There are no bees! You're
Ladies and gentlemen, cut the sound, Chuck. But ladies and gentlemen, if you have a bee allergy, run for your lives.
There's nothing to be afraid of. It's fall. There's no bees.
Okay, not a bee allergy, but what if they have a peanut butter allergy, John?
What difference would that make?
Because I have smothered my bees with peanut butter. It wasn't easy. The trick is to coat the queen bee first. Bzzz, can't you feel them peanut butter-covered bees crawling up your pat leg?
Steven, you're deliberately fabricating fears that don't exist, so please.
No, John, I am not. I am simply raising awareness of potential dangers and then allowing an informed public to decide whether to cower in terror or to die bravely.
These people are not here for fear. They're here for sanity, Stephen. That's just what it is. That's just how we roll.
Well, let's find out, John.
Let's do that.
Let's find out who
let's
they're here
for. Let's do
that. All right, listen up, everybody. If you're here to restore sanity, on the count of three, I want you to whisper, I'm concerned with the direction of the country, but I'm open to hearing a variety of ideas. One, two, three. I don't know, awfully quiet, John. That seemed awfully quiet to me.
But that for a whisper, I thought that was actually quite large. I thought that was...
Okay. Now, if you're here to keep fear alive, on the count of three, let me hear you say, woo. One, two, three. Woo! I won! The rally is over. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank the Roots.
No, Stephen, this is not... I want to thank the Roots, too, but this is not a competition. If you all don't mind, I would like to move on to a more traditional start to a rally.
Ooh, a book burning.
No, not a book burning. A benediction. Here to deliver the rally to restore sanity's benediction, please welcome Father Guido Sarducci. Father.
Padre, I get to say this.
Dear God, we're all down here on the mall. Hope you can see us. We're having a wonderful time. It's a group of wonderful, wonderful people. And we want to thank you for getting all of us here safely and making it so easy to find parking spaces. Well, relatively easy, you know. I guess it's easier than usual because a lot of people left town when they heard we was coming. Thank you. And as long as I have your attention, God, if I could ask you something, one question we would like to know. You know, on Earth, we have many different religions, different beliefs, and everybody thinks they're the right one. So if you could give us some sign, what is the right religion? A rainbow, some swans could fly in, whatever. You know, use your imagination. I'm telling you what. But what I'm going to do, I'm going to go over the religions, the names of them. And when I come to the one that says, yes, that's the right one, then do it. If you like, please. I'm not going to do it in alphabetical order. I'm not very good at that. Okay, Methodist. You know, I don't think cheering is the sign, you know. And I know you might be Methodist, you know, and you know, you're trying to influence God, but I don't think lobbying, I know this is Washington, but still, you know, I don't think so. Episcopalian. No. Baptist. No. Roman Catholic. I don't think it's cheery to help. We have to Roman Catholic or the sign, any sign. Testing one. Is this thing working? Is it loud enough? Testing. Well, maybe I want to broaden out any kind of a Christian religion, maybe any Christian religion. Did anybody feel like a little wind, you know, wind coming, like a little bit? Okay, now I'm going to go to an oldie but a goodie. Judaism. Anybody here? Hare Nagila, from the sky, coming something. Okay, this may seem like a hard turn. Islam. You know what's interesting? Both these religions, Islam and Judaism, both, they don't eat the same meat, but they don't get along. What's with that? Don't you think somebody could say to them, they don't eat pork, you don't eat pork. Let's build on that. We could build on that. No, what? Yes. Buddhism. Nothing, no. Maybe nothing is the sign for Buddhism, you know what I mean? Put a stick pin in that one. Rastafarians. Seem to be a lot of Rastafarians here in the mall this afternoon. You know, God, we only got the permit till 3 o'clock. There are so many religions and so little time. So maybe, you know, what I could do, or what you could do, if you could put a halo around somebody's face, maybe put a tattoo on the face, you know, a frog, an anchor, a snake, you know, Polk Street, the garden snake, whatever. And then we could say, hey, there's the guy or the woman with a snake on the face. Then we ask them, what religion are you? And we'll know that's the right one. So, anybody get it tattooed in less than 10 seconds? Look around. You don't know if you have it yourself, so you have to tell each other. You know, this is a good way for everybody to get to know each other too, you know? You know, the people around you, you know, say, like, you know, I'm a Sue and you don't have no tattoo. Say, I'm Bob and you don't have no tattoo too, Sue. You know, say, I'm Larry and you don't have a tattoo, but I really like your sweater. Hi, Larry, you know, I'm Wendy and I like your glasses. You know, whatever. Just say, you don't have a tattoo, I don't have it. And we'll be able to see everybody. Anybody? No? Well, God, I don't know your schedule, but I imagine you must be pretty busy. You got the whole world in your hand and all that stuff. But before I go, I just want to say, God, on behalf of all of us, thank you for making the universe. Thank you for giving us all good things, like trees and animals, dogs especially. Thank you for dogs. And thank you for all of the good things that we do in your name, like charity and forgiveness. That's an idea we would never come up with. That's for sure. You know that better than anybody. So, on behalf of all of us, thank you very much, and we really mean it. Amen. Thank you. Grazie. Sa benedica.
Father Guido Sarducci. Father Guido Sarducci with the benediction.
Well, John, I will grant you. I will grant you that was a lovely benediction.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that.
But if I may be allowed and indulged, ladies and gentlemen, at historic events like these, traditionally, the proceedings are inaugurated with an poem. And I would like to offer to you now one that I wrote just last night for the occasion. Now, I don't expect John's fans here to listen to me with an open mind. So here to present mine poem. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the most reasonable seeming man in America, Mr. Sam Waterston.
Sir? Thank you, sir. Appreciate
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir.
And now, the greatest poem ever written. Are you sure? Copyright 2010 by the Reverend Sir Dr. Stephen T. Colbert, DFA. Did you hear that? No? You're probably going deaf. It's your kids back home cooking up some crystal meth. Did you turn off the oven? Did you set the alarm? They still haven't caught the man with one arm. Look around at these people. How safe do you feel? Your car when you parked, did you lock it? Thinking reasonably now, what are the odds that nobody hears a pickpocket? That guy who just coughed on your neck, could he have an infection? The restaurant where you went to brunch, did it fail its health inspection? A madman could set loose a virus for which there isn't a cure. And while these things may be unlikely, ask yourself, are you sure? And can you be sure that you won't get Ebola from a tainted Diet Cola, toxic waste, or getting chased by a bearded Ayatollah? Funnel clouds and hail, anthrax in the mail, your lover will discover your vestigial tail. Someone's robbing your house. I can see through your blouse. Your mother was right. You chose the wrong spouse. Unlabeled Drano, tornadoes, torpedoes, the horrible sight of some Guidos and Speedos. STDs, PCBs, SUVs, UV light, a giant pimple on your face, you have a date tonight. Choking on a biscotti, being whacked by John Gotti. Getting trapped overnight in a full porta potty. And I've one final fear to drop in your bucket about a friend of a friend of the man from Nantucket. There once was a man from Eau Claire who no one was able to scare. He wouldn't join panics about the Hispanics. And later he was killed by a bear. True story. Thank you.
Nicely done. Nicely done. Nicely done. Beautifully. You know, Stephen, I'm not, I feel like I can't get my point across with words.
Oh, really, John?
I feel that perhaps music will do the trick that could express some emotions that are difficult for us to express with words. Check. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a very special person that I have asked to come here today, and he has traveled an awfully long way to sing a song specially for you. You knew him as Cat Stevens. His melodies have inspired millions of us to be better people. Ladies and gentlemen, Joseph, or as it is also pronounced, Yusuf. peace.
I've been happy lately, thinking about the things to come, and I believe it could be something good has begun. As I've been smiling lately, dreaming about the world as well, and I believe it could be someday it's gonna come. It's out on the edge of darkness, there rides a peace train. Peace train, take this country and take me home again. I've been smiling lately, thinking about the good things to come, and I believe it could be something good has begun. Oh, peace train sounding loud, ride on the peace train. Ooh-ah, hee-ah, ooh-ah, come on, peace train. Train, holy roll, everyone jump upon the peace train. Ooh-ah-ee-ah-ooh-ah, come on, peace train.
Hold on, hold on, whoa, I'm sorry, together. Stop.
Hang on.
I am sorry.
I don't know what happened.
Yusuf, I'm
terribly sorry.
Yusuf, Joe, if I may.
What are you
doing? I'm sorry, I respect you, I love you, but I am not getting on that train.
What? What are you saying?
What am I saying?
Yes!
I'm saying I don't have a ticket for this train.
Show some respect.
I am not interested in this train.
He's in the middle of a song, it's a beautiful song!
You're not getting me on, no, ladies and gentlemen, no! No, excuse me. I'm not getting on some international peace train that probably needs a Eurail pass to get on it.
I don't know what's happening.
Where does it stop? Does it have first-class cars? Frankly, I believe this train does not exist.
I'm sorry.
I have a better train, ladies and gentlemen. My train is arriving at the station now, and ladies and gentlemen, the conductor has an important announcement to make.
I'm a very big fan. No! He said it was going off the rails! Why can't we just stay on the pit? Yusuf, please. Peace train. Please, Yusuf.
Get your bags together. We'll bring your friends too. Cause it's getting nearer. It soon will be with you. And join the living. It's not so far from you. And it's getting nearer. Soon it will all be true. Oh, peace train sounding loud. Light on the peace train.
Stop! No, someone pull the emergency brake on that rainbow moonbeam choo-choo.
Stop it.
Ozzy, hit it! Where are you going?
Hey, guys, come on. That's not... Guys, come on.
Wait, what?
Oh, way to go! Way to go!
Look what you did. You ruined everything.
You know what? So now we're here. We got all these people, and we got no train. No train.
Well, that's what you do. You ruin things with reasonableness.
You ruin things? We got no train. Oh, God.
I went to so much trouble. I want so much trouble to get Ozzy.
I went through so much trouble to get Yusuf. What are we going to do?
I don't know.
Oh, God. What was that?
Wait,
what was that?
What was that sound?
People all over the world.
What?
Wait.
Is that the sound of Philadelphia?
Was that the sweet Philly soul?
I think that might be the love train. I would get on the love train. I think we could compromise.
I don't know if I could get on the love train, John. That doesn't sound fearful.
No, STDs, heartbreak.
That is scary. I'll get on the love train.
Ladies and gentlemen, the OJs!
Thank you.
Dude. They learned all that in 5 minutes before the shows. It was sick.